1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And so I came to the store.
And we're on the air right now, Mr. Green.
Yes, sir.
And just to tell people, Robert Green, he is the manager of Fraser Foods in Buena Park, charged with sexual harassment?
No, the complaint was of sexual harassment, but let me explain. My assistant manager came to work on Monday in a costume, as we all did, because we work all week at the store in costume for the Halloween holiday.
I understand that.
She came dressed in what was a very provocative leather bodysuit as a demon or as the devil. At that time, it was my determination that she wanted it. And
well, what when you say that she wanted it,
that she was interested in the in my advances
because of the costume?
My explanation for that, Phil, is people on Halloween wear costumes that reflect their inner selves or the person they would like to be. Or they wear a costume to hide who they really are. But a woman that wears a very tight leather demon costume, I think, is sending a very obvious sexual message.
You're the manager of a grocery store. You have a lot of people in your employ. She's the assistant manager, correct?
Yes.
So you know that sexual harassment means in a work environment that if you have a position of power over a woman or a man, and you can benefit from that, or they can benefit from, you know, sexually, you know, pleasuring you, then there's a problem there, right?
I sincerely was not sexually harassing her. That's where you have it wrong.
Well, that's not what she claims. She says that you came up behind her and simulated sex.
No, I did not.
You did not come up behind her, grab her hips, and begin simulating sex.
No, I did not. She was wearing a black leather tight demon suit. She had simulated demon horns. It was a costume.
I understand. Was it like a very sexy little outfit?
Yeah, it was a sexy devil outfit. Obviously, she's sending the message that that's who she is inside. Why else would she wear it?
I'm not disputing that people perhaps on Halloween put on costumes that express an inner self. I'm disputing whether you had the right to come up and simulate sex.
I did not.
Well, then you tell me what you did.
When I saw her, Phil, she came. I saw her come into the office, and she generally will put the check floats in there. We have a safe in the office.
Okay.
She walked into the office, and she bent over. She said, "Good morning, Bob," to me. She opened the safe and was putting the check floats in. At that time, I noticed the costume she was wearing. She had on the back of the costume a red devil tail with an arrow at the bottom of it. And at this time, I have to inform you and your audience that the arrow was pointing to her rectum.
All right, sir.
And that was my determination. That's what I told her.
All right, sir. We're going to stop this right here, okay?
Well, that was the deter. That's what I told my attorney.
And you believe that as a result of that, it was an invitation to you?
I am putting all the pieces together for you, and I am making it clear that on Halloween, when someone wears a costume, they're expressing their inner self.
And in this instance, this woman's name is Kay Sullivan. She's the assistant manager at Fraser Foods. She was expressing an inner devil.
That is my determination.
Did you simulate sex with this woman?
No, I walked over to her and I said, "You know you want it," and then I kissed her.
She said that you simulated sex and that you put your tongue, you began licking her face with your tongue and putting it in her ear.
That is an absolute lie. That is an absolute lie.
But you did say the phrase, "You know you want it."
Yeah, and I don't back away from that.
And why not?
Am I on trial here?
Well, your lawyer called us and said you wanted to have this conversation.
I said you know you want it because a woman that will show up in a demon costume. You know, she's sending a message. She wants it.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. With me this evening is the manager of a grocery store in Buena Park, California, at Fraser Foods. His name is Robert Green. They're wearing Halloween costumes all this week where they work, and one of the employees, the assistant manager, and I assume she's directly under you.
As the assistant manager, I'm the manager of the store. She's the assistant manager. I'm also vice president with the company.
All right, and this woman walked in wearing a tight devil costume, which you took to mean she is desirous of sex with you?
Desirous of sex with me, yes, because she works in the same office with me. And a demoness costume, if you know anything about witchcraft or sorcery, a demoness costume, which is, that is, the female demon, means only one thing and one thing only, and that means sodomy.
I'm not familiar with demonology, so I don't know.
Well, I can tell you, if she wasn't sending the message of sex, why didn't she dress up like Cinderella or Snow White?
It's also a good point. I just wanted to get the... she says that you pushed her onto the wall and simulated sex with her, ran your tongue up and down her face.
Because she wants it, or she did want it.
Well, now she's saying that she didn't want it.
That is a lie. And this is what every American man has to put up with. Woman come into your office, and she's all dressed up like that, and I'm starting to sweat looking at it. She knows she wants it. I know she wants it. I nearly did what she directed me to do with her tail, and that was aimed at her rear.
You really believe that whole thing with the arrow of the tail?
I think that there is some significance, Mr. Hendry, as I said, to the costumes that people wear on Halloween.
All right, let me. What did you wear? What are you wearing? What costume are you wearing this week?
I'm dressed as President Reagan.
President Reagan?
Yes, because I admired the man. I thought he was one of our great presidents.
Do you think that that is appropriate behavior for President Reagan to be attempting to come up behind a demon?
Look, Mr. Hendry, I admired President Reagan. I thought he was the greatest of all our presidents, and I don't think I did anything wrong. I believe she wanted it.
Even though she says now she didn't want it. I think that there is a reason, you know, that you acted on it this week and not all the other years, sir, that you had this kind of employee demonstration.
Well, I don't think I crossed the line. But this year, Kay was wearing that devil costume with a tail that accentuated her rear back area. And here's what I told my attorney. Even though you may think I'm crazy, this is the truth, and my attorney has it. I said that tail had an arrow, and it was pointed right at her at her butt.
And you believe it?
She come in the devil costume, and I'll be honest with you, my heart skipped a beat. And then she said, "Hey, Bob," which can be taken in many ways as she bent over to put the check floats in the safe.
How can that be taken, "Hey, Bob"?
Well, if you say, "Hi, Bob," it means "Hi, Bob," or "Good morning, Bob." But "Hey, Bob" is the beginning of, I think, a sexual come-on. And I'm going to defend myself vigorously.
And that's when you simulated sex.
I did not agree that... I don't agree that I simulated sex. I did say, "You know you want it," and then I kissed her aggressively.
Robert Green is the manager of Fraser Food. You heard the whole story. And the unusual aspect of this story, it is a sexual harassment case, but he says a woman wearing a tight, sexy devil costume is actually expressing an inner person, her inner... She's really expressing who she really is. And as the result, he said to her, quote, "You know you want it," and he kissed her, end quote. She claims that he came up behind her and simulated sex. I was just as surprised by all of this, listening to this. He claims that this lady provoked the action. Do you think that costumes express who we really are? And if they do, are they an invitation to something that we might not do otherwise? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Hendry Show. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Robert Green, who's the manager of a grocery store. You're in some serious trouble here, Mr. Green. You are being accused of sexually harassing your assistant manager because she was wearing a tight-fitting devil costume for Halloween week. You keep using this term, she wants it. What's the difference between that and a woman who wears a tight dress into a bar and is raped? And the guys say because she wore that dress, she wanted it.
I knew you would ask me that, and my attorney asked me that too, Phil. It's a very, very simple way to offset that argument. This is a costume. This is an expression of who she thinks she really is. Okay? And I didn't rape anybody. I said, you know you want it, and I kissed her. And
what does that mean, you know you want it, when you say that phrase?
She knows she wants it. She knows when she got into that costume, and it's tight all through the private area of a woman. It's very tight. She knows she wants it. And
you keep using that phrase, she wants sex, right?
I believe that she wants to have it, yeah. Good and hard. That's the way I think.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Better watch how you dress for Halloween, ladies. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
What does that mean?
Don't worry. Lisa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, Phil. I just have to say that this guy thinks that Halloween is...
Have you got a radio turned up anywhere, ma'am?
No, it's off.
Okay.
I think what, ma'am?
It appears that he believes Halloween's an excuse to sexually harass somebody.
No, I did not. You tell me I'm wrong, that when a woman dresses up in a devil costume, she's not expressing a side of herself that's or sexy or whatever.
You know, I can absolutely tell you that you are wrong.
No, you
can't.
She
is just dressing up as a character for Halloween.
Why a devil? And why is it tight? Why the high heels?
It's a costume.
Yeah, okay, she could dress up in an ugly mask, but she's trying to look sexy.
If someone looking attractive is a reason to harass them, you're wrong.
Well, I can tell by the way you're sort of stumbling for something to say, you understand my point.
Well, I don't know that the lady's stumbling for something to say.
Well,
actually, I'm driving trick-or-treaters at the same time.
The point is you have no right to
sexually harass somebody just because of the clothing they're wearing. And if you think Halloween is your excuse to take and push yourself off on somebody, you're wrong.
Can I ask you a question? What did I do? And you're with trick-or-treaters, are you with trick-or-treaters right now?
Yes.
Do you have a flashlight?
Yes.
Because I'm part of my neighborhood watch. A flashlight,
Well, that's fine, sir. We'll get to that. I'm trying to answer this lady's questions. Okay? So what were you going to say to her?
I want to know what I did that was so sexually harassing.
You aggressively kissed a woman in a workplace setting, and you used her Halloween costume as an excuse?
She wanted it.
Did she tell you
she wanted it?
Yeah,
she said, come over here and take me now.
Well, what is she wearing that costume for is my point.
Because it's Halloween. Grow up.
And again, she's wearing a tail that has an arrow at the end of it pointing to her you-know-what.
And you think that her tail pointing to her you-know-what entitles you to press yourself all over her?
Come on, ma'am. I mean, when I see an arrow on a road sign, I go that way. She claims I licked her eyeballs aggressively, which is an absolute... It's slander, and she'll get a lawsuit.
Did you lick her face?
I licked part of her face, yes.
And you think this is appropriate workplace behavior, no matter what holiday it is or what costume she's wearing?
It seemed like she wanted it.
You keep saying that, sir. Did you lick her upper nose? I mean, I'm looking at the complaint that this woman filed. Licked her eyes, her face... She said that you held onto her by her waist and licked her like a dog.
You know, Phil, even if this wasn't Halloween, that's still not appropriate workplace behavior. You know, if she thinks she might be interested, then he could ask her out after work and then ask her if she's interested. You don't maul somebody in the office.
What about that, sir?
All right, then why is she wearing... Let me ask you, she could have pointed that arrow on her tail somewhere else, but it pointed right at her you-know-what.
If your mind is in the gutter, you're going to make whatever you want to out of her costume.
All right, but I can tell you this, Mr. Henry, and I say this to your entire audience. A woman has a choice. She can dress up as a call girl, or she can dress up as a nurse. Interesting that she chooses a call girl. Thank you.
No, that wasn't a call girl. That was the devil. The devil
I was gonna
is...
say, wasn't she the devil?
She tried to point the arrow tail right into her you-know-what.
I think you've seen what you wanted to see because you thought you would get away with inappropriate behavior.
Think she wanted it in her you-know-what. And
all right, I've had enough of the euphemism, the double entendres here. Thank you very much, Lisa. The arrow was pointed to her you-know-what, so she wanted it in her you-know-what. You're really, real...
Well, and now you're laughing at me, and I'm the guy that's twisting in the wind on this thing.
Let's go to Tom on the Phil Henry Show. Tom?
Good evening, Mr. Henry. First time I've heard the show. I'm a driver. I'm out here
that's
on the
nice.
Road.
What's
I gotta tell
comment?
You, you're the reason why some of this sexual harassment, erroneous sexual harassment suits have been filed. Man, sir, you were out of line. I don't care if she was dressed up as a hooker and she was in a total see-through costume. You do not approach somebody like that at work. You do not
you don't
carry
do
on behavior.
Okay.
And you are a manager. You are a manager.
Why don't you answer my question?
Go ahead.
How come she's wearing a costume like that if she doesn't want it?
When she wants it. Now you're a psychologist and a telepathic mind reader. What the hell does the costume have to do with it? That's ridiculous,
sir.
Absolutely ridiculous. You're a manager. You're a manager of employees. How could you carry on like this? You're a pig. You should be twisting in the wind. Again, as Mr. Henry brought up, what that means that a girl that's walking down the street in a bikini wants you to reveal the rest of her clothes because she's secretly wanting to be nude because she's in a bikini? Give me a break,
sir. Well,
that's
absurd. That's not a costume. That happens to be a swimsuit.
Well, so is it.
I'm talking about a costume where she is tight. She might as well have had a sign on her rear end that said, dirt road ahead.
Well, why would you engage in behavior with someone like that at work? Why, when the previous caller, you know, why don't you just ask the girl out for coffee? You know, be an adult. You don't carry on like you're a sophomore in high school with your hormones out of control because what you think this lady wanted. Come on.
This is the problem you're going to be in, and you're going to have her attorney telling you,
do you read words? And he deserves to twist in the wind. He was out of line. He was a pig. He was not a gentleman about this because what he thought, you know, you don't carry on with what you think. You act like an adult, and you ask the lady out in a nice fashion. You ask her for coffee.
Since when are the guys not stick together on this stuff anymore? You're calling
since
me
when?
Out.
What
You're
are you talking about?
Out.
I am a gentleman. I behave with people that I work with in
guys
a professional manner. And if there was someone, I've been married for 21 years, but if there was someone, actually, but just first of all, to be friends and then carry into sexual contact, I wouldn't jam my tongue down her throat and lick her face because of what I thought
Wait,
she wanted.
You sound like your wife put you on the phone.
Well, I'm in a semi. My wife's 150 miles away from me, sir.
All right.
And I'm only...
You pull into Dolly's truck stop for a piece of pie and Dolly's dressed up like a devil, you're going to want more than a piece of pie.
Again, this is your telepathic...
No, sir, you are out of line in that stance, and
I hope you do twist in the wind.
Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is with us. He is in a big bunch of trouble. He's got a sexual harassment suit. His assistant manager came to work dressed in a tight devil costume, and he assumed that a costume is an expression of what your inner persona, your inner life is. He thought because she dressed as a devil, she really wants sex, and that she is a devil. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Thank you.
888-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Henry
Show.
Really
going to get it in her you-know-what. And
right, so you think she wants it in her, quote, you-know-what, as you say. Why do you say that? I'm with Robert Greene. I'm with Robert Greene. He is the manager of Fraser Foods, charged with sexual harassment by coming up and simulating sex with a lady in a devil costume, his assistant manager. Why do you say that?
Because we are a generation who learn by signs and symbols, not words, Mr. Henry. So when I'm shown an arrow that points to something, I will follow it, even if it goes to where you know what or wherever.
Doesn't matter what she thinks about it.
She wanted it. She wouldn't have been in the devil costume if she didn't want it good.
Jesus, you sound like some bar rapist. You know that?
Well, if you keep talking, pal, and my attorney will have a subpoena for you, too.
If that's fine with me, I'd be happy to go in front of a judge on this. John, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
What is wrong with just saying derriere or something? What is the problem with that? My first off is what state are you originally from?
What do you mean derriere?
No, he seems to have a problem with, where's the arrow pointed to?
Her you know what? What do you want me to say?
Her know what? Well, can't you say derriere? We all know what a derriere is.
Yeah, but it's not just the derriere. It's a specific spot.
A specific spot.
Yeah.
What state are you originally from?
I'm originally from North Carolina. Charlotte.
Oh, North, North Carolina. Oh, I was just wondering because you act like you're from some backwoods place. You've never seen a pretty girl or a pretty young lady or a woman. And, have you had the hots for her for a while?
I think she's attractive, but she's never invited me to express how I feel.
Well, then what gives you that right to express on how you feel while she's dressed up for Halloween?
I believe that the devil costume was a message she was sending to me, that she inside is hot and ready to go for broke.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong. That's very wrong. There's
when I got that. I got out of Atascadero, the counselor there told me to express my feelings.
No, it
need to turn your radio,
that
John.
That was the wrong thing to
John,
do. Halloween.
John, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, John.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's
Let
okay.
Let me turn it off here.
No, but the counselor at Atascadero said, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. Come Easter, if she dresses up like a bunny rabbit and has a big old white puffy tail on there, you know, does that give you the authority to do what you just done? What does that tell you?
Well, isn't that inviting me to look at her thing?
What do you mean? I got to ask you something, Bob. Were you caught in the men's bathroom 10 minutes after this encounter?
Somebody, when you say caught, what do you mean?
You were found in the men's bathroom 10 minutes after this encounter with this lady, weren't you?
Yes.
What were you doing?
None of your business.
Wow.
None of my business, huh?
I don't even want to know. That's a little bit too much for me.
When I got out of Atascadero...
And when you say you got out of Atascadero, Atascadero is a state criminal mental hospital in California. What were you in there for?
I'm a registered sex offender with the state of California's Attorney General Office.
Well, there's your answer.
Wait a second. You can't tie this in with that.
Well, why not?
How could you tie this...
What do you mean we can't tie this in with that? You're a registered sex offender, and you're licking some woman because she wants it.
No doubt.
You said she's got a bunny rabbit tail. If the tail lifts slightly above her, you know what? That means she wants a carrot there.
Okay, John...
Something's wrong here. This gentleman needs some help.
What did I do wrong?
I think you need to go back and talk to somebody. You may need medication.
Oh, because I'm attracted to women? Ha, 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 ha. Boy, you guys...
Well, there's not a problem being attracted to women, but the last caller that was on there, you know, why can't you do it the right way? Be a gentleman and ask. You know, I ask him out for a cup of coffee or a drink.
She was tempting me just like the devil does.
Well, I think the devil's attempted you.
Yeah, and I think that you need to go back and talk to that counselor.
I'll never go back to Atascadero, never.
No, I'm not saying you have to go back inside. Just... talk to somebody on the outside about this.
When I was arrested,
anyhow,
I was known, they had me in the San Marino paper as the Lady Licker of San Marino. Hello?
Okay,
are
John,
you still there?
Yeah, John, I'll see you later, man. I'm going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
Thanks very
all
much.
Right, man. Bye.
The Lady Licker of San Marino, huh?
Well, sure.
Let me ask you something, man. Am I supposed to go into your grocery store with my wife and daughter and buy stuff?
Well, yeah, we have, in fact, a special on pork chops right now, $6.99 a pound. The other thing they called me was the last licker.
Hi, pal. Have a good life.
So you agree with me?
No, I don't agree with you. I don't agree with you at all. I just think that this attorney is going to eat you up and spit you out on this sexual harassment case, and if you still have that job managing that grocery store next week or next month or next year, I will be very, very surprised.
So what are you getting at?
1-800-449-8686. Unbelievable. And who's that?
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.